years ago, he somehow microwave noticed this mic. Just said, "Mike, you want to be out?" And so it went by for another year, and then he said, "You just got away."
But that was your first or your second?
That was like,
your first.
First, yeah.
And he automatically.
He just said, "Okay, now you're, now you just keep going."
Do you automatically get renewed unless you say you want out, or?
So that's the correct, I agree this time. So Andy, you did win the voting.
Andy.
6-2.
Okay, Andy.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Are you here, are you available in September?
I think we have training that one.
Yeah. Because I think we're scheduled to be out of town. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, let's move on to our regular business. Item number one is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of June 13th, 2023. Has everyone had a chance to submit any changes, if any, to Melanie for the minutes? I submitted some, and those have been made. Any other comments or changes?
Make a motion that we accept and approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of June 13th, 2023 as corrected.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. Item two, Summit Engineering, agent for Frank and Amy Dent, is proposing preliminary and final approval of a small-scale subdivision to be known as Farmstead off Main. The proposal contains two lots on 1.25 acres. The property is located at 101 West, 100 South, and is in the R19 zone. So, Michael, go ahead and walk us through this.
All right, so Farmstead off Main, you know what, I've got to restart this real quick, so it'll fill the whole screen. One second. All right, the city has received an application for a small-scale subdivision. This is called Farmstead off Main. So this will be for preliminary and final. Small-scale subdivisions go through a quicker approval process, so you don't see it for final preliminary, if that happens at the same time. So land use summary, 1.25 acres in size. This is in the R-1-9 zone. And you'll notice in the R-1-9 zone, there's 9,000 square feet that's a minimum acreage. You can see on this property, being over 1 acre in size, there could be multiple lots. They're choosing a much less dense subdivision in the zone. So the frontage is off 100 South, and the lots will connect to Midway City's culinary water line, Midway Sanitation District sewer line, and Midway Irrigation Company's secondary water line. So the property is located just south of Main Street. And just to the west of Center Street here, here's a closer neighborhood view. So first south to the north. Over here we have 250 West. And here's a closer view of the property. There's one home on site right now. So most of it's just an open pasture area. This lane over here on the right is a private lane. And so that's not a city street. That's maintained privately. So the frontage for both lots will be off of 100 South. Here is a view of the proposed lots. You can see one lot is much smaller than the other. It will have the existing home on site. And then there's a much larger lot. didn't receive any information on the city side regarding any easements for access to the driveway, so everything in our review has been just from 100 South, making sure the city code is met.
What's the size of the small lot?
Yeah, the size of the small lot, and I did not write that down for the presentation. I want to say, do you remember the size of that, Mike?
A quarter acre.
So a quarter acre, so a quarter acre.
10,400.
What was that?
10,400 square feet.
10,400, so it's larger than 9,000, which is the minimum for the zone. And this is a plan showing the existing utilities on site. Home connects up to the sewer line off First South, and there is an option on the plans to connect to the sewer line up in First South, or possibly an option to connect in the sewer line that goes down to the lane. We do have water available in First South, so the new lot will connect to that water line. Some discussion items. So again, driveway access for both lots will be from 100 South. We haven't received any information showing any access to the driveway to the east. Duplex potential. So the R19 zone allows for duplexes, but certain requirements need to be met, such as acreage and frontage per lot. So actually, the proposal doesn't meet the requirements for either lot. It'd have to meet both the frontage and acreage, and one meets the frontage, but not the acreage, and the other one meets the acreage, but not the frontage. So looking through the proposal, we've just analyzed it based off of single-family homes on both lots. The Water Board will review this proposal in their August 7th meeting, so we don't have a recommendation for the Water Board, but we will have that before this item moves on to the next step in the process. And some findings for the Planning Commission to consider. The lots do meet the minimum frontage and width requirements for single-family dwellings in the R-1-9 zoning district, and they do meet the intent of the general plan for this same zoning district. And staff is not recommending any conditions for this proposal. Are there any questions regarding this two-lot subdivision?
I thought there was a comment in the staff report about the garage, the existing garage.
Yeah, that is correct. So this drawing shows, right now there's a part of the garage that comes off that southwest corner and is closer to the property line than what the setback would allow. And so that part of the garage needs to be removed. So the way that we analyze the setbacks is, for instance, this garage doesn't meet our current setbacks off the front property line. That property line already exists. Whenever we have a new property line that's going to be created, we need to meet the setbacks for that new property line. So they will remove that section of the garage to meet the setbacks.
So should that be a condition?
That can be a condition. That would be, we wouldn't be able to sign the plat without it, but I think it's a good condition.
So you say you would be able to sign the plat?
We wouldn't sign the plat.
Oh, okay. Got it.
The code requirements, so.
Okay.
But it can, it's a good idea to have that as a condition.
Okay.
Any other questions for staff?
Is there currently irrigation on that open part?
So my understanding is there is irrigation on the open part. They do have some Midway Irrigation Company shares. And so they'll be using those shares to dedicate.
Michael, what is the building in the upper left corner, the yellow?
Yeah, this is another outbuilding on site. So a smaller shed. I don't think it's on a permanent foundation.
Okay.
So
more of a tough shed.
So because it's not a permanent building, it doesn't need to be moved or removed?
Well, it's pre-existing, and so
true.
Property lines are not new property lines.
True.
So
okay.
We would just allow that to remain as is.
Got it. Any other questions? Pretty straightforward. And this is not scheduled for a public hearing, right?
Yeah, it's not a required public hearing. Obviously, the chair can open it up to public comment.
Would anybody like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we recommend preliminary and final approval of a small-scale subdivision to be known as Farmstead off Main. The proposal contains two lots of 1 1/4 acres. The property is located at 101 West, 100 South, and is in the R19 zone, with the condition that the garage, portion of the garage that needs to be removed to comply with the setback is removed.
And we accept the staff report and findings as part of your motion?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion to recommend this with a one condition. Any second on that?
Second.
Does the water need to be a condition as well?
It's required by the code, so.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's start roll call voting with Bill.
Aye.
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 Okay, that motion carries. And Janine, I forgot to mention, since you voted last time, we've got one member absent. Travis will vote this time, and you don't need to. But,
fine.
But thanks for your participation.
Take your advice.
Okay. Item two. Or item three, excuse me. Ben Probst, agent for Probst Family Trust, is proposing preliminary and final approval of a rural preservation subdivision to be known as Wayne's Pond. The proposal contains one lot on 5 acres. The property is located at 378 West, 500 South, and is in the RA 143 zone. Michael?
All right, thank you, Chairman Nicholas, members of the Planning Commission. So the city has received an application for Wayne's Pond. This would be a rural preservation subdivision. Again, this goes through a much quicker approval process of preliminary and final. So a rural preservation subdivision is a code that was created a number of years ago. We wrote it to try to incentivize property owners to develop their property in a larger lot size instead of subdividing down to the minimum. And there's some advantages for the city and the property owner by using this route for development. One is some properties are easier to be developed as rural preservation since the code doesn't require frontage on a city road. It just requires access. And that makes it so the city doesn't have to maintain cul-de-sacs and streets for the long run. So it's much cheaper for the city to maintain properties that are in this situation where we don't have all the road maintenance. The other thing with this, kind of the flip side of it, is once a rural preservation subdivision is recorded, there's a deed restriction recorded towards it. There's a note on the plat. So the property can't be further subdivided. So it helps match the vision as laid out in the general plan of a rural open area, especially outside of the core area of Midway. And so this has been fairly popular. We probably got about 8 or 9 of these subdivisions now that have been recorded around town. And again, it makes it so we have much larger lots than we'd normally see. So this is a 5-acre parcel. That's the minimum requirement for a rural preservation. This is the RA 143 zoning district, so residential agricultural, 1 acre is the minimum. This proposal contains one lot that would be accessed from a private driveway. There is sensitive land on site of 1.46 acres of lustrine emergent wetland. And then the lot will connect to Midway's culinary water line or a private well. So that hasn't been decided yet. I'll go over that in more detail. Midway Irrigation Company's secondary water line and an on-site septic system as approved by Wasatch County Health Department. So properties that are at least 5 acres or lots of record in Midway can have a septic system. Any properties less than 5 acres that are not lots of record have to be connected to sewer. So this is one of the few lots that will be on a septic system in town. Most properties are on the sewer system, but this one has gone through the process for a percolation test and been approved by Wasatch County Health Department. So this property is located just to the west of 250 West and just north of 500 South. Here's a closer neighborhood view of the property. So we've got two other rural preservation subdivisions that have been recorded close by. First one is the Ryan Ray subdivision over here to the left. Then we have the Nelson Family subdivision just to the south.